Just press print. Imagine being able to print rocket engine parts, chocolate figurines, designer sunglasses, or even pizzas just by pressing a single button. It may sound like something out of science fiction, but it's increasingly becoming a reality. Thanks to 3D printing, companies are reimagining their long-term business plans. General Electric, for example, is already using 3D printers to make some parts of jet engines. Airbus envisions that by 2050, entire planes could be built out of 3D printed parts. And this trend isn't just limited to corporate giants. Dutch architectural firm DUS is 3D printing a house on the banks of Amsterdam's Buikslotter Canal. The advantages of 3D printing. Invented in the mid-1980s, 3D printers create solid, three-dimensional objects from various materials such as plastic, wax, wood, gold, or titanium. A major advantage of 3D printing is that designs for objects can be easily customized or changed. When designs change in traditional manufacturing, the machinery that makes the objects needs to be redesigned or upgraded, which can be very costly. But in the case of 3D printers, only the software needs to be modified. 3D printing is also better than traditional manufacturing because there's no wasted material. With traditional manufacturing, material is cut away to create an object, but 3D printing uses only what is necessary. Guided by software, a 3D printer builds an object one layer at a time, placing material only where it needs to be. As a result, it can make complex objects less expensively. Medical uses of 3D printing. This precision is making it possible to produce things that have never been made before. A team of Harvard University researchers recently printed human tissue, complete with blood vessels, a crucial step toward one day transplanting human organs printed from a patient's own cells. That's the ultimate goal of 3D bioprinting, says Jennifer Lewis, who led the research. We are many years away from achieving this goal. 3D printers can create bones, organs, synthetic skin, and prosthetic body parts, such as hands and arms. In fact, 3D printing saved a dying baby named Kaiba Gianfrido, who was born with a condition that regularly caused the airways near his lungs to collapse. Using a 3D printer, a team of researchers in the United States printed a flexible tube, which they implanted in Kaiba, and which enabled him to breathe on his own. 3D printing also provided a nose for an Irish baby, Tessa Evans, who was born without one. Over time, 3D printed implants of increasing sizes will be surgically placed under her skin where her nose should be. The implants will gradually create a nose from her own skin, allowing her to look just like everyone else as she grows into adulthood. If it weren't for 3D printing, doctors would have had an extremely difficult time modeling the implant and customizing it to suit Tessa's face. The future of 3D printing. Clearly, 3D printing has much potential for growth. While there is no doubt that this medical technology will continue to improve many people's lives, the challenge lies in developing software that is advanced or sophisticated enough to create the initial blueprints. Designing the blueprint or a digital model for a vital organ with all its cell types and structures is an extremely complex process. Nevertheless, many are hopeful that this obstacle will soon be overcome and that 3D printing will change the face of medicine.